The final myth we need to talk about before we end today's conversation, and I think it's quite common. We heard it just very recently from a caller to this program who had talked about the way he breaks the Ten Commandments. And he had asked the question, if I'm breaking these Ten Commandments, every one of them, every day in every way, how can God forgive me? And it seemed that behind that statement was a notion that God's forgiveness has its limits. How do we answer that myth?
It's interesting that Christians would come up with that, isn't it? I mean, the book of Romans says that where sin abounded, there grace superabounded. That is to say, in Christ, God has more forgiveness than we have sin. Luther put it this way, if it's just the death of a mere man that gets put in the balance on the one side against the total sin of the entire human race, that is, all the people of all time on the other side, if it's just the death of one mere man, even a perfect man, that's hardly a drop in the bucket. But if the one who died for our salvation is the man who is also God, then that outweighs even the worst sin of the entire human race. God does have more forgiveness in Christ than we have sin. Still, though, Christians can sometimes get to the point where they think that some sins stand out so much, they're so egregious, that God could not possibly forgive them. And they'll look at other people who are engaged in those kinds of things and say, boy, am I glad I'm not like them. You know, it's like the publican and the Pharisee in Jesus' parable. And the Pharisee says, boy, I'm glad I'm not like that tax collector. People will say, how in the world can God forgive them? When we think that way, we need God's law. Again, those are the terms in which God speaks to us, law and gospel. We need the law at that point to deflate our own self-righteousness. Because if we do ourselves become involved in a sin of that great magnitude as we think of it, we could start doubting whether God really loves us. We need the gospel to say, if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our hearts. He loves us. He forgives us in Christ.
Dr. Norman Nagel once said on this program that someone who says, my sin is so great, God could never forgive it, has really dealt a great insult to God himself, claiming that there's something here that God cannot deal with. There's something here that Christ could not atone for. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've heard him say on this program, and he's right, the only sin that can send you to hell is the sin that is not included in the sphere of Christ's forgiveness. And that's absolutely true. I mean, it's any sin is damnable in the sight of God. We think of some sins like murder or something like that as extremely bad. And it is bad. We may think of it as the worst sin imaginable, and it is, but it's tied with all the other sin in our life as being the worst sin imaginable before God. So all sins are equally damnable, but Christ has died to pay for all those sins. And so we can say with the psalmist, if you, Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness. Therefore you are feared. There is no limit to God's forgiveness as far as its extent is concerned. But there is a limit as to where this forgiveness is available. God's forgiveness is available only to us in Christ. Outside of Christ, there is only death, separation from God, and despair, and we only receive Christ through his word. Faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ.